from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Temiskaming Cochrane MPP John Vantoff has no quarrel with northern highways being closed due to winter weather. What he does object to is situations like the one earlier this week. What the New Democrat calls a snowfall event rather than a winter event forced closure of parts of Highways 11 and 17 for up to 24 hours. He's renewing his call for higher snow removal standards.
You could make a quick change for Highway 11 and 17, which are Trans-Canada highways, to move them up to Class 1 for winter maintenance, the same as the 400 series of highways.
Vantoff says that would give contractors access to more equipment and the highways would be cleared faster. The Ford government has rejected his proposal in the past. The number of probable cases of blastomycosis continues to rise in Constance Lake First Nation, west of Hearst. It's already killed three people. In a letter to residents, Chief Ramona Sutherland confirms 12 people under investigation and continued care, and 9 probable cases of the lung infection. She says no patients have been transferred from Notre Dame Hospital in Hearst to other medical facilities.
Hearst Hospital has been very quick to take care of our community members and have made arrangements if they had to be transferred out to other major centers.
Sutherland says LaCour Lumber is not to blame for the outbreak and that there are 11 points of interest where samples will be taken from throughout the community. We're up by 2 cases of COVID-19 for the Porcupine Health Unit, bringing the total during the pandemic to 2,269. Both are in Timmins. 2 more cases are now resolved, leaving the currently active number at 10. The province added 591 new cases today, with 40% in fully vaccinated people and 51% in the unvaccinated and partially vaccinated. Another 7 deaths are reported. Well, apart from the music, the most talked about feature of Rock on the River in Hollingshead Park in October is the mud. Torrential rain turned the concert area into a mud pit. City Councillor Corey Robin has asked administration for a report on how the surface might be redone with a different material.
Frankly, remove the mud. We were all there in knee-deep mud, and that's not conducive to having a community event place.
Robin says as it is now, the concert area would only be able to be used once a year. He wants it available for several events, giving the city full value for its investment so far. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.